After a short break for the holidays, Alison Thompson is preparing to head back to the Greek island of Lesbos. She spent the last few months there working with Syrian refugees.
It's absolutely freezing in Lesbos. It's been snowing lately. So the refugees come soaking wet in hypothermia. So I've put a call out on Facebook for people to send me fleeces and underjohns and woolen socks and all sorts of things. So I got a big box on my porch today and I'm about to open them. Wow, look at all this stuff. Socks and hats and gloves. Oh my goodness, it's Christmas.
The United Nations says more than 1 million migrants have reached Europe by sea over the last year. It's Europe's worst refugee crisis since World War II. Many of them land on Lesbos Island, 6 miles off the coast of Turkey. When she's in Miami, Thompson spends her days on the phone, organizing supplies and talking to donors and volunteers all over the country.
We've had an emergency call today. Some tents have been totally blown away. Is it possible that you may be able to take those with you in your luggage if we help pay costs and everything?
I mean, Alison, those could be our carry-on.
Her laptop is full of videos of refugees arriving in Lesbos. In one of them, volunteers wade out to a large boat and carry children and elderly women to the shore.
Need someone here.
These crossings are just so dangerous and it's inhumane. People sit on top of each other, crushing kids, and when they usually get closer to shore, they all panic and they all start jumping up and the boats flip, babies fly out everywhere and children start sinking.
The walls of her office are decorated with awards from humanitarian work spanning 15 years, from New York on September the 11th to the 2004 Indian Ocean tsunami in Sri Lanka and the earthquake in Haiti 6 years ago. She says the European refugee crisis is the toughest she's witnessed.
There's no solution and there's no closure for them or for us. Usually when we go off to a disaster, there's a certain area, we clean it up and we get organized and they have a place to live again and that, but this doesn't seem to be any solution.
After her experience as a first responder in the 9/11 attacks, Thompson created her own group, Third Wave Volunteers.
The disasters are getting bigger and bigger. There's so many gaps out there. Governments alone can't handle it.
Thompson calls herself a global humanitarian volunteer. It's a full-time, unpaid job. Before she left for Greece, she visited the American Medical Academy in Kendall to brush up on how to save a drowning baby.
I'll get a set of ears on, put it at the belly, and I'm going to push briskly.
Her paramedic instructor is Cesar Moreton.
I think it's amazing that there's people like her that drop everything and just go. I have a family and everything, but she always tells me, hey, when are you going to come with me?
I want you over there.
I would love to, but unfortunately, maybe one day.
Yeah. I'm just weeding around the avocado tree.
Coming home to Miami is therapeutic, Thompson says. She recharges her batteries in the garden.
You know, when I go away on these disaster missions, I see so much death and dying that when I come back I just want to grow things, get my hands in the earth again, and it's very healing to just watch things grow.
The garden patio is also where she charges rows of solar-powered lights called solar puffs.
In a little cube, and they give 8 to 12 hours of light a night. When the refugees land by the boats, it's pitch black. You can't see anything. And they often have two kids in their arms, there's amputees, there's old people with canes, and they have to walk 31 miles uphill to a refugee camp, which is also pitch black dark.
For support, Thompson leans on her husband, businessman Albert Gomez. He does worry about her.
Well, I support her any way I can. The reality is, anyone can go in a second. If she's going into harm's way, but doing it for the betterment of others, you have to be supportive of that.
Even if peace does return to Syria, things aren't likely to quiet down for Alison Thompson. She plans to be there wherever the next crisis needs volunteers. I'm David Adams in Miami.